Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
With the weather improving, God knows it's not improving. We heard those winds in Mayo there of 150 kilometres an hour, whatever it was. We thought it would be nice to use our green thumb and dig into the world of gardening and horticulture and all those wonderful things. So, for this week's industry review, I'm going to look at garden centres, and I'm delighted to be joined by three really credible people from the arena of garden centres. Firstly, I want to introduce to you Rachel Doyle, the founder of the Arboretum in Lochlinbridge and Carlow in Kilquade in Wicklow, and indeed here in the city in Parnell Street. Rachel, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Bob.
Oliver Schumann also joins us. He's the co-owner of the Mount Venus Nursery in Tobraddon up there in the Dublin Mountains. And Tig Mays, the co-owner of Howbert and Mays. They have locations in Monkstown and also in the old Greens Bookshop in Clare Street. All, thank you all so much for joining us. So maybe we'll find out a little bit about you. Tig, we might start with you.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about your business. I know your shops are lovely.
Thank you.
In beautiful buildings. And just tell us about the evolution of your business and how it came to be.
Okay. Well, my wife and I were both garden designers. In fact, we were gardeners. We worked as estate gardeners down in West Cork for a couple of years where we got married. Then we moved to Dublin and we just did a lot of actual gardening for people, garden design, putting in gardens. After a few years of this, people would often stop me and ask me if they could buy some of the plants that we were, you know, putting in other gardens. And I had an idea of how much I realized how profitable it was to sell plants rather than going through the whole design process. So I actually built a website called Delivering Your Garden, which was dyg.ie or dig. And we put, several hundred plants online. This is back in 2007. And I would buy the plants to order when a customer bought them, and I would deliver them all
so no
over
stock. County.
We had a limited amount of stock in our own garden, in our own house. Our whole we did the tools that, you know, professional gardeners would use. So we had all the top quality tools, top quality spades, wheelbarrows. We started to do bulk products that we would have bought from our suppliers, and we put it all online. And I sort of couldn't believe it, but people actually started buying stuff, and I was amazed. We did this for a few years, and then we were designing a garden for a business person in Dublin, and he saw my van and he liked the idea of it, and he sort of got very curious about this. He just sold his business. He had some money, and we went to him then a few months later and said we'd seen a shop, that a building to let, and so he bought into our business. He became our bank for a few years. He also taught us about business. That was what he was good at. He'd obviously made a lot of money. He knew how to do that, and he saw us as two naive young people who knew about plants but had no idea about business. And he sort of mentored us for the next 10 or 12 years, actually. We recently bought him out, but he sort of taught me and my wife about how to run a business.
What a great story. Rachel Doyle, again, Rachel, I know you for many years, and you're a veteran of this industry and this business, and you're a huge ambassador for the sector. So you're very welcome. Many people will know your story, Rachel, but remind us again of the wonderful Arboretum.
Yes, I suppose as a young horticulturist, I was very adamant I wanted to start up my own business. So I started up the Arboretum. Arbor is the Latin for tree, and Arboretum is a collection of unusual trees or unusual plants. And we that's one of our unique selling points. But I suppose when I started up first, I was a woman in a male dominated business, and I would have, that was a challenge. And I would have, my husband Frank then joined me in the business, and it took off from there. And we built a very good business. We now have, the last time I looked at the payroll, there's over 200 people on it. I never ever wanted it to be that big, but that's how it has just grown. And we started in Lochlinbridge, and I started to write for the paper, the Carlow, the National and Leinster Times. And for 16 years, I wrote an article on gardening. And it was a real positive thing, because people thought, she must know something about it. And then I wrote for The Independent and from different magazines. So that was one of the biggest, I suppose, advantages.
So that's where you were able to bring your expertise and use it almost as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
That, because you know, a lot of people getting buying plants, and I put my own hand up here, don't know what we're buying, and advice is currency, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Good advice is a wonderful currency.
It is, and that's why we've always been very much in all of our centres of having talks and having, none of our horticulturists now, none of them would think twice of putting on a headphone and giving a talk about plants.
Yeah.
And that's, people are hungry for knowledge, and knowledge is power when people then begin to learn. And I suppose, you know, the COVID, which none of us want to remember ever happened, but there were some positives out of it. And one of them was that people who never gardened before, and I have friends who thought I was mad, well, I still think that, but they're now keen gardeners, and because they were pushed into doing it, and now they've got this love of gardening. It's nearly like a disease.
Yeah, it's great to see. Yeah. Stay with us, Rachel. Let's talk to our third guest, Oliver Shurman, the co-owner of Mount Venus Nursery out there in Tobraden. Oliver, let us into your world, and how did you come to this business?
Well, Bobby, how did I come to it? The story would be a long time ago, up in the hills in Dublin, there's an Augustinian college, and this college was tucked away in between, behind trees, tall trees and so on. At the age of about 8 years, I would have kind of ventured out with the dogs, and I was walking across the fields, and there was this field that always reminded me of America, you know, just the way the gorse grew and that, and I strolled through it and got all the way through. And then I wanted to go into the forest that I thought was behind, but it was only a double hedge, a very, very large double hedge. And behind that were the most beautiful fields, and there were two old farmers in it. One was Christy Reed and the other guy was Jack. And Christy, he was one of those typical, you know, with the spark in his eye. And they were heaping up potatoes or something. It would have been around this time of the year or a little bit later. And I asked him, are those strawberries? And he said, no, laddie, those are potatoes. And then we got into talking and so on. And he gave me a handful of turnip seed. And he said, laddie, go home and sow them. So I started a vegetable patch with my brother, and we were competing against each other. And that's really where it happened.
Okay.
And then when I was 11, I had to move to Germany. And I lived in Germany then, and I trained then in a specialist nursery where I met my wife, Liat. And this nursery was growing something up to about 5,000 different plants. I mean, it's a lot.
Wow.
And he was just a mad collector, and that really got us going. And it was just all these plants from all over the world, all different habitats, all this, and you're bringing them together. And then you're creating new plant constellations or societies. And we both trained there, but it was always I always wanted to go back to Ireland. And so I said, OK, and now we've built a house in Germany. We've put the gate on. And one day was like the other. And I said, no, now it's time to leave. And we got a big Arctic and collected a load of plants and all our stuff and our two kids and moved to Dublin, up in the hills.
When was
and
this?
Started in the north. This would have been 99, summer 99. And so since then, we've been operating, I mean, working hard. And it took a very long time we were known nationwide because there was so much interest in the assortment of plants that we brought over. And they hadn't been really seen in Ireland, but everybody was talking about them. So we were ahead of time. But we're a very traditional, old-fashioned nursery business.
And I, your plants only, isn't that right? No trinkets, no furnishings, no gimmicks,
different.
Just plants.
It's
you close at Christmas and you open February to October. So and so these are maybe some people say, oh, wow, that's weird. Why would you not? But these are clearly business decisions you've made.
Well, it's really that we work so hard in the growing time
and
that we're actually wrecked.
Yeah.
And we need the break. And the energy level of any gardener actually goes down, plummets as soon as the light goes down in winter. And then in spring, we all get the energy together again.
You're like the plants. You're seasonal.
Yeah, I am seasonal. Thanks.
Take back to you. When we look at the challenges of a business, talk to me about managing the stock. So you're growing something, as you say, you need to make sure that it's kept in the best possible condition.
Yeah.
You're selling it, and there's probably an infinite time window between when you grow it, you feed it, you sell it. Walk me through the management of all that.
Well, I guess we don't grow anything, so we're very different to Oliver's business. So there's very few businesses like Mount Venus.
Yeah.
The conventional garden centre is someone who buys things and sells them on.
Sure.
So I guess, you know, that makes it a little bit easier. Our shops are both very small in the greater scheme of things compared to other garden centres. Our one in Monkstown sells a lot of outdoor plants, but it's really, I think for a lot of people, it's a very small garden centre. That has a huge advantage, I think, for us, in that we probably have a very wide selection of plants. We have, you know, maybe 800, 1,000 different, you know, plants in there at any one time. But different species, I mean. But they're rotating very, very quickly.
And how do you decide take what to sell? Well, what's the process there of, and like in any business, you look at what you've got on offer. This is selling, this isn't. Let's replace it with that.
We've learned what people like, and we know our market pretty well. We're right by the sea in Monkstown, and so we know what is going to grow around there. We've sort of learned what people like. We know how things rotate on a seasonal basis. We also do a lot of indoor plants. I think indoor plants is something which some garden centres do, some don't. In the winter months, our indoor plants outsell our outdoor plants on a, you know, massively. It's really, we turn them over faster. And we have great staff who are able to look after things. That's probably the key to keeping things good, is knowing how to look after stuff. And that's what we're lucky with.
Rachel, back to you in terms of deciding what you sell. Again, you know, and every garden centre seems to be different, which I think is one of the nice things about the sector, is that no two places seem to be the same.
Yeah, and I suppose we actually, when I checked recently, something like about 80% of our plants are grown in Ireland.
Right.
With that other 20% is where we would go abroad and we would look. And we would go to places, say, like Italy, and we bring our own labels. We put our labels on the plants. So we handpick them. And we would, trends, plants are like fashion. They go in and out of fashion.
Right.
Like, you know, herbaceous is very much in fashion. You know, conifers and headers, not so much in fashion. So you have to go with what people are looking for. And colour, I suppose, is very much, people want instant gratification.
And how far forward are you buying these, Rachel? So if we look at the season, that I don't know what the season actually is, but, you know, if you're looking at sales in July, when are you buying that stock?
We're buying all year round.
Right.
But for this, the plants that are in, all the plants that I saw coming into Kilquade yesterday, they were all bought in Italy, and they were bought probably 4 months ago.
Right.
And I suppose people are looking for something that's different as well, and like. You know, colour in the garden and structure in the garden, and plants that are given, you know, for the containers. People are looking for ideas all the time. They're looking for innovative ideas.
Of course they are. Yeah, and colour, as you say, is so important. back to you, Oliver, in terms of, if we talk about bloom being, I suppose, the showcase of the horticulture, the gardening, every year it's going, I think Rachel reminded me, 14 odd years. How important is that to the industry?
Well, bloom has kind of brought Chelsea to Dublin.
Yeah,
in
nice way of putting it.
And it's turned into quite an amazing show. I mean, it's not like Chelsea, and you'll always get people complaining, saying, oh, there's other stuff there and there's too much food and all that kind of thing. But we are a small country. There's only, you know, I mean, Chelsea's in the middle of London, and there is 80-odd million or whatever. We are, I think, far less than that. And so it has to be broader.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the quality of the show gardens and the effort that the designers and and the landscapers that are building these show gardens that are putting everything into it. I mean, they're producing gardens which are up to Chelsea standards or even better for a fraction of the budget. The other day I heard one garden cost over £700,000.
In Chelsea?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, that's about the budget we'd have for all the show gardens at Bloom.
Yeah. In terms of garden design, does that still remain central to your business in the sense that I would think that if it's something you're involved in, that it would be nice to incorporate it into your business?
It's difficult to do both retail and design. Design, you have to meet people at certain times.
Yeah.
Every single day in retail, there's a little upset. Somebody's late, somebody's sick. You need to run in, something like that. And so it's very hard to marry the two. So we don't do a lot of garden design anymore. We try and give people a lot of design advice in our shops, but to visit people and go through that process, not very much at all anymore.
And when you look at your own business, Tig, is it about, when you talk about looking forward and developing the business, is it about driving more sales through the two outlets?
Probably.
Yeah.
We've had four shops going at one time and we did find that very difficult.
Sure.
It's probably like having, I have two children and I imagine having four shops and, you know, four children or whatever. It's just a little bit easier to focus on two. Yeah. I think we're happy with that at the moment.
Good man. Rachel, back to you. If we look at the future of the business in the centre again, you know, you've taken the view to go with multiple sites. Is it about driving more through those now? You've made a big investment in Kilquade and seeing how that all goes. And I know the stewardship of the business is now with your two sons, Barry and Fergal. But well, what's the future for the Arboretum?
I think it's a really bright future. I'm so impressed with Fergal and Barry, our two sons. I remember saying to Frank when they were small, they're going to either hate this business or they love it. Thank God they loved it. One of them studied horticulture, Barry, and then Fergal studied business. So I couldn't have arranged that better.
Yeah.
But they really are. They've taken over, and I just go and I'm looking on all the time. But the business going forward is, there's a great future in horticulture. There's a great future in the garden centre industry, the garden centre business, in the horticultural industry as a whole. And just on the retail side, three out of four working in retail are outside of Dublin. So, you know, when you think of that, you know, because some people say Dublin is Ireland. Well, we think Dublin is Carlow and it's Wicklow and it's Dublin. It's all those places combined.
Well, Oliver would say it's the Dublin Mountains, isn't that right, Oliver? And maybe a bit of Germany in there as well. Last word to you.
We are in a remote area of the Dublin Hills, although we're only 20 minutes from the studio. We're actually looking down here, which suits me to the bone. As Rachel said, I mean, horticulture is a fabulous job.
Mm.
Gardening is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But we can't find good people anymore. There's too few young people going into horticulture. Now, Chagas has started off an apprenticeship scheme, which I hope is promising. I still have to register. I haven't done it yet because I was too busy. But it means that young people can get into horticulture and they can really learn it properly and they can build up such a knowledge and then and enjoy a job which is giving them physical the physicality they need and all this kind of thing.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you all three, Rachel, Tig and Oliver.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for letting us into your world and every success with the new season that's upon us, and hopefully the weather will improve.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.